1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. As President Trump comments publicly on the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey, former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says the defense is still likely taking note.
They're going to use as evidence the comments that the president has been making, calling for exactly this charge and saying it's part of the revenge tour.
The head of the Des Moines, Iowa school district is arrested by ICE agents. Feds say Guyana-born Ian Roberts overstayed a student visa issued in 1999 and was in possession of a loaded weapon, interim superintendent Matt Smith saying.
We understand, as we too are devastated by the news of his detainment. However, this does not stop our important work, and we will continue to provide outstanding education to the students in our community.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu tells the UN General Assembly amid a walkout that Israel must finish the job against Hamas in Gaza.
When the most savage terrorists on earth are effusively praising your decision, you didn't do something right. You did something wrong.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. Last month, thousands of gallons of crude oil spilled when a train derailed in Dodge County. It made Civic Media's Parker Olson ask, how often do trains derail in Wisconsin and why?
In 2023, there were 27 reported derailments. The accidents are dangerous and can not only cost a lot of money, but also have the potential to spill hazardous materials. Oftentimes, these derailments happen in or close to populated areas. The National League of Cities says that two-thirds of all rail accidents happen within cities. That's because in and around those urban areas, the track has more curves and turns. That's when there's a higher chance of something going wrong.
When things go bad, they go really bad.
That's Mark Burrows, a retired locomotive engineer and the editor of the Railroad Workers United newsletter. According to him, train derailments have a few primary causes.
Inspection of the rolling stock, inspection of the tracks, the ridiculously long and heavy freight trains, and insufficient training.
Burrows also says jobs have been cut over the years, making crews smaller, all while trains get longer. Some trains are well over a mile and a half long, posing a challenge for crews that often are just an engineer and a conductor. That's an issue of its own, cuts to crew size and jobs in general. Our research found that there have been 45 derailments in Wisconsin since 2023. The cause of 21 of them is reported to be human factor, but Burroughs warns that the decline in jobs, crew size, and a de-skilling of workers is a reason for many human-caused derailments. Burroughs also claims that track-caused derailments can often be attributed to fewer workers who need to inspect more rail track and having less time to do it than in the past. There have been 15 track-caused derailments in Wisconsin since 2023. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shali Pittman.
The Packers are bound for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him, I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball tonight, the crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high near 80. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence who's making sure folks understand the real risk of AI deepfakes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. It is time for us to jump back in to this Friday edition of Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. It is so great to have you here as we start Act 2, coming to you from beautiful downtown Green Bay. It is a gorgeous, you know, it's supposed to be nice, Conrad, for like the next week, too. You know, October.
I'm happy about that.
It helps so much. Lots of fun still to come this hour. Catherine Lake will be here in just a few minutes. Catherine is the station manager of WMDX in Madison here on the Civic Media Network and oversees all things John and Gordy. Those guys are so much fun. Catherine had this idea to do a fundraiser using my film, The Godfather of Green Bay, at a great venue in Madison, and it's coming up. We're going to give you details in just a few minutes. If you're in the Madison area, that might be something you want to check out. All the proceeds will go to a good cause, as yet to be determined. And it is a bar band Friday night, 7:35. Our pal Terry Barr is coming by with great tunes, and tonight they are really great and really fun conversation. We love our Friday nights with Terry. So we did that. And then what did we miss? Con, what the question of the night is, what is your favorite one-hit wonder song? And then we talked about stinky food.
Well,
you almost vomited just watching a video.
Yeah, it turned my stomach a little upset.
Yeah, it's pretty. It was pretty disturbing.
Let's just say I was hungry and I wasn't after that.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't watch the video. I was like, why would I do that? It looked disgusting enough in the picture. A guy ate Baltic herring, fermented Baltic herring, and it was spoiled.
Spoiled, so to say awful. The least.
All right, so it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for me to give you the key word for our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest here at Civic Media. It is our multi-state Text to Win contest, and we love doing these, and it's so much fun when you guys participate the way you do. Every time we do this, it seems like more people become part of it, and that's really exciting to see because they are so much fun. It's fun to put the contest on, and it's fun to see people win. And these are great prizes during this contest, too. It goes through October 3rd. That's next Friday. And it is our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And all you have to do is text in the keyword on the app. That's very important. You have to have the Civic Media app. Most of you probably have it anyway. And if you don't, it's worth it just for a quick download and texting in the keyword. You can win $200 cash and gold jewelry every day. That's the daily prize. And you are eligible to win the grand prize when you enroll daily. Two club-level indoor seats. This is our grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That is professional football. It's a Green Bay home game, November 23rd at 12 noon. You also get a gas card in addition to the value of these amazing seats. And it's a $1,550 value. Now, after I give you the keyword and you text in the keyword, you're going to get a link confirming that we got your text. Click on that, and then you are eligible for even more. You have a better chance to win if you sign up for the Civic Media newsletter, Civic Media Today, Dan Schaefer's outstanding podcast. I want to say. I couldn't find the right word there. Or sign up for our social media places to follow us, and you will be, you increase your chances to win. So it's great stuff. It's a lot of fun. Good luck, everybody. Tonight's keyword is game. G-A-M-E. Game. G-A-M-E. So go to it. This is exciting. And I can't even win. I just get excited knowing someone's going to win $200 and some gold.
I mean, it's a great prize, and whoever wins that, you know?
Don't broadcast it, though, folks. $200 burning a hole in your pocket and gold jewelry, you make yourself a target. You don't need it. So did I give you the right phone number for Catherine? I thought I did.
I believe so.
What did you get? Just voicemail? What's her message like?
It's nice.
Hi, this is Catherine.
Should hear mine.
I think I ever have her. You always pick up. You're pretty good about picking up.
Well, actually, I did delete it last year, but it was me when I was 13.
You did what?
I used to have a voicemail until I was like 22. That was, 24.
I remember that.
It was when I was like 13 years old and I recorded it. I just never changed
it. That's hilarious. Oh, you got it. Something you can't let go of that.
Yeah, it's gone now.
What did you do? Did you just at least save like a copy of it?
No.
Oh, come on.
I was so embarrassed when I heard it back. So I was like, you know, I should probably just delete this.
Come on, man. I would have loved to hear that. Our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is what is your favorite one-hit wonder song? From the 818, Bridget says, Steal Away by Robbie Dupree. Yeah, I remember that song. That's a great song. Bridget says, love that song. Listen to it all the time. Bridget also says, new text, separate text. Grandma Peg says, Earth Angel by the Penguins, 1955. Know that song? That's a great song, too. Thank you, Bridget and Peg. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, How Bizarre by OMC. That's a good one. No, I actually didn't know anything about that song or that it was a one-hit wonder. Thank you, Monica. And then Nick from Marshall, he's in the 608, says, Hey, Pete and Conrad, how are you guys doing tonight? Got a one-hit wonder song for you that I'm sure you or Conrad have heard it before. The song is The Bed Is Too Big Without You by Sheila Hilton? Okay. I don't know that song. You're correct, Nick. But thank you for the text. Much appreciated. 920 says, Oh my God, Pete, how can you not know these sad songs? But by far, The Christmas Shoes. What is that? That's like one of the worst songs ever, isn't it?
Yeah.
See if you could pull that.
Didn't we do a spinoff of that?
We did. The Bloody Turtleneck, I think we called it.
The Christmas turtleneck?
The Christmas. I can't remember. Conrad, when you drop as much gold as I do on a daily basis, it's hard to remember.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, I can't remember. What the hell was that called? It was like the Christmas. Not the Christmas.
You know, we'll pull it back up.
All right, pull it up.
I still got the skit. So, you know, that's going to be used around Christmas time again.
That was our Life Mark Christmas movie campaign. So see if you could pull the Christmas Shoes, because somebody said that last night as well. Everett from Sun Prairie. His area code's 262. I don't think that's on Prairie, but it doesn't matter. Everett says, while Space Hog is considered a one-hit wonder with their track In the Meantime in the U.S., they have had many more tracks chart in the U.K. I saw them live 3 times in the 90s, and they were always amazing. My favorite sad song is from the same album, Shipwrecked. Both great songs. Awesome stuff. Thank you, Everett, from Sun Prairie. 920 says, I love when we get, like, just tangential. 920 texted and just said, Connie, your news chick. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know what that means. Connie is new here at WGBW. Does a great job. Connie's awesome. Whistler from the 608 says, great favorite Wisconsin original, I think, the 30-point buck. Yes, I know I've heard that one. Thank you, Whistler. That could be a whole separate category, local one-hit wonders. Like, you got the Upers. Some great Wisconsin tunes. Paul from Bayview in the 414 says, Driver's Seat by Sniff and the Tears. Don't know that one either. Thank you, Paul. Awesome. John in Madison in the 608 says, Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say you're just a friend. John continues. John does texts like in chapters. I love it. He'll do like, they're like little mini series texts. So he says, no idea who the young man is, but it is rough and fun. Correction, you say he's just a friend. Yeah, what is that song? I know those lyrics. Everett from Sun Prairie again. Killed by Death. The Hard Quartet is another fantastic, sad-ish song. Okay. Thank you, Everett. John again. Again, John from Madison says, either way, rough song and fun. I'll have to... If you already gave us the title, John, if you haven't yet, just give us the title because that's not ringing a bell. Tyler from the 608 says, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life by Eric Idle of the Hilltop Trio. Oh, nice one, Tyler. Awesome stuff. Nick from Marshall says, That's supposed to say, Never heard the song before. Oh, a typo. I don't remember what it said now, and I can't scroll back because of the keyword text. Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, the apple. I can't say the.
No.
It's not the word for crap.
Blank.
Yeah.
Love it.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Tom, explain. Tom says, love it. Okay. that is our song. You guys can still get in. What is your favorite one-hit wonder? Mark from Prairie du Sac says, the drink is a Brennivin, a clear Icelandic.
Talking about the shark.
Aquativite? I don't know what that word is either. Mark talks over sometimes.
Yeah.
I can't keep up. I need a Google. I need a dictionary. Yeah, that Greenland shark thing sounds horrible. Jim from Appleton in the 920 says, I'm not sure if it's my favorite, but it has stuck with me. Once I was DJ for a wedding and the groom kept requesting Tainted Love by Soft Cell. That's definitely a one-hit wonder. And that's the one that Ben Chan got last night in our contest. He says, I kind of wonder how long that marriage lasted. Yeah, that's a good one. Thank you, Jim. Whistler from Rich. Oh, there we go. And here's some keywords. Now I know I'm never going to see a song text because all the keywords. Oh, look at all these keywords, Conrad. I love that people are playing. This is awesome. Great stuff, everybody. Rachel from Milwaukee. Actually, Rachel from the 608 says, Hello, Pete. How do we know if, when we win? Thank you. Conrad, can you answer that?
Well, you will be texted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. You will be texted.
And you'll get a confirmation text, Rachel. When you get that, click on the link and fill out that other stuff and give yourself an even better chance to win. Great stuff, folks. If you want to keep texting, you can. Favorite one-hit wonder. That is tonight's question. We are having trouble getting... you can't get Catherine?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, I assume that the Godfather of Green Bay is going to be screened, right? And that's pretty cool for you.
It's going to be very cool. I was all excited. It was Catherine's idea. I was excited to have her come on the show. You know, but it was her idea, and it's for a good cause. It's either going to be for, like, animals or underprivileged kids. But they booked some people at Civic Media. Jenna booked the Atwood Music Hall, which is a state-of-the-art, brand-new facility in Atwood. I think it's perfect. So it'll be there. And here you go, folks. December 4th. If you are in the Madison area... September 4th, come on out. More details will come, but these are the basics. There will be a screening of The Godfather of Green Bay. It's a film I made with Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Thomas Lennon, Lance Barber, Eric Price, Rob Martin, Mark Borchardt. We had great luck finding talent in Milwaukee. And it'll be December 4th at the Atwood Music Hall. I'm also in it, and I'm in the cast, but I also wrote and directed it. And we got great reviews when it came out. Ain't It Cool News loved us. And we had great fans at Tom Hanks Company. And it's a little independent film that got kind of a cult following. So we're going to play that at the Atwood Music Hall on December 4th. More details to come. I was really hoping Catherine could break this news to you, but she might be. She might be partying.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
You know, I'm still a little sad you didn't cast me in the film.
You were still in utero. No, you were... What were you, like, three?
When was...
Oh, four?
Yeah, I was five.
Four or five. Oh, you could have... Joe's in it.
You could have put me in the background.
I could have, because there's a scene where we shot at a restaurant in Toluca Lake called Patty's, and my wife and Joe, she's pulling Joe's hand. He was probably three. He's like a year or two younger than you. She's pulling him, and he's kind of skipping, and they were just extras. You could have been... She had two hands. She could have pulled you both. It would have been fun.
Did I ever tell you I auditioned once?
For what?
For a commercial?
No.
I don't remember what age I was, but my cousin and I both did it.
How'd it go?
Because obviously I did not get that. Yeah. I was too scared. They were looking at me and I was like, Pop-Tarts. They're good.
That could have made you some college money.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming right back. We'll try to get a hold of Catherine again. If not, I have a great clip about Goodfellas from Ray Liotta. You're not going to want to miss it. Tonight's keyword, game, G-A-M-E. Have fun, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I was walking down the street. I was feeling
all right. I'm with my boys. I'm with my troops, yeah. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back. It's Friday at Nightlight. Folks, you are almost at the weekend. Probably already. I'm about 38 minutes away. But it feels like the weekend anyway when I am here doing it. So much fun. Conrad Krieger working the board. Monday night on Nightlight, my friend and comedian Mike Lucas will be here. I don't know. Those of you who used to watch a lot of cable, like in the 90s, might remember a show called The Straight Dope. It was based on a book by Cecil something or other called The Straight Dope. And it was a column, I think, in the Chicago Reader or something like that. Mike hosted the TV version of that show, and I was the man on the street and about to take a much bigger role until they canceled season two, which often happens in show business. But I got to work with Mike and get to know him a little bit. He was a great host. He will be here Monday night. I don't know where Mike is living these days, but he's just a terrific stand-up comedian. And he was a great host on that show, so we'll get caught up. I think he teaches comedy as well, so if you want to learn the ropes, folks, you won't want to miss Mike's interview on Monday night. And then our pal Frank Anderson, director, producer of all things commercial, film, animation, and he's the founder, more importantly, of Wisconsinology.com, a great website that you should check out. It has everything that's interesting about Wisconsin. Great history, weird facts, fun historical stories. Really good stuff. That'll be Monday night. And then you know who we have Tuesday, Con, is Sean Hannish.
Yes.
He is truly becoming like the sidekick of Nightlight.
I think so.
But he's not, you know, he made this film Just a Bit Outside about the Brewers, which is great. He's got a new film he's going to tell us all about, but he's distributing it. He's not involved creatively.
You know what? The playoffs will be coming up there. He's on next.
Baseball playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Brewers have clinched the division, obviously.
Yeah. right now it's looking like they're either going to face your Cubs or the Padres, whoever wins that series.
Who? All right, as a Brewer fan, who are you hoping they win? The Cubs won the season series.
This is all I'm saying is I think the Padres have definitely played worse on the road this year, which is cool. Whatever stats, it's the playoffs, so it's a total different beast.
Right.
But I think if we face the Cubs, we'll bring the energy, you know. But both teams will. I think it'll be a great series.
Oh, man. That'll be a phenomenal series. Are the Padres that good?
Yeah. And they're looking good. All right.
All right. So we've got that. We've got Terry Barr coming up in just a few minutes, folks, after the news for Barr Band Friday Night. Love the two artists she is bringing. You're going to prepare to be dazzled. That's all I'm saying. And we've got some stream texts here, too. It is not too late if you want to text in what your favorite one-hit wonder song is. Sydney Politics says, "There She Goes" by the... Oh, yeah. Is that... "There She Goes, There She Goes"? That's a great song. He says by the Laws. I don't know the band.
I thought I had that when I played it, but I couldn't
find it. I assume that's the right song. Yeah, check it out. Sydney says, "But to be fair, that's because the lead singer sort of just walked away from music making." Oh.
I feel like you just like you get that big hit and you're just like, well, do we need to do it again?
Oh, that's when you cash in, man. That's what I would. Sydney Politics. You should call him Sydney Music. Those are some fun facts. Thank you, Sydney. Dave on the stream says, "Fat Boy Slim." Praise you. Great one, Dave. Thank you. Sydney says, "Hey, Dave." They were talking last night on the text stream. I love it. Great stuff. All right, do we have time? Can we play our Ray Liotta clip? I love this. All right, this is Ray Liotta talking about the famous scene in Goodfellas where Joe Pesci says, "What the F makes me so funny?" Conrad.
"And I really wanted to get it. I was the first person that Marty met, and then it took about a year to finally land it."
At one point, you find out De Niro, Pesci, Sorvino, they're all part of this thing. What did you think when you heard that you're going to end up acting with these guys?
Well, it was just incredible. At first, Bob wasn't signed on. And once Bob came in, they said it was okay for me because they needed a big star in order to give the okay with me. Marty wanted me. Erwin Winkler, the producer, didn't. I just learned. and I saw him in a restaurant and went up to him and said, "I really want to do this part," and talked to him. And he said, "Yeah, but they needed Bob to sign on in order for it to happen."
And then he did. And then you shoot. And then obviously.
But no, I had no idea that it was going to be. That was the point, that it was going to be what it is. It was only my fourth movie. All I knew, I was having fun.
What was it like shooting that scene with Joe Pesci?
It's funny. You're a funny guy.
Did you at some point when you were in the middle of that think he is potentially being serious with me?
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to f-ing amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
What happens, we were doing rehearsals, and we had 2 weeks rehearsals, which is unheard of for a movie. That happened to Joe. So we were just talking, and Joe mentioned about this experience that he had at a restaurant in Queens, and he said something to the guy, and that's, he said, "Oh, you're a funny guy," and the guy turned on him, and then only to be a joke. And Marty really liked that idea. So, all right, why don't you guys just try to improv it? So we, for a few times, we went back and forth, and then Marty started shaping it, and then he said, "All right, this is how I like it," and then we put it in stone. Then it became part of the script.
How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Get the f*** out of here, Tommy.
Your mother... I almost had him. I almost had him. Stuttering prick here. Frankie, was he shaking?
And then we only improvised. We did it a couple times. And then at the end, it got quiet, but Marty didn't turn off the camera. And then I said, "You really are a funny guy." And that's when he got up and did the gun. And so that was kind of made up on the spot.
"You're a funny guy."
That's it, Henry.
That was ad-libbed where you say, you are a funny guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so great. There is nothing like a great behind-the-scenes story. And that was on the Rich Eisen show, of course. I love Rich Eisen's guests and his interviews. He's so fun. Tom from New Berlin says, "The apple does not fall far from the tree. Reach the Depression era in terms your son rocks." Oh, thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. Talking about Joe's movie review. Michael from Madison says, "Hey, guys, I heard now I'm the newest potato." You are, Michael. He says, "I'm way more excited than is likely appropriate for the occasion." Well, that's probably true. I'll do some introspection on that anyway. The one-hit wonder song got to be Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. Smooches. Thank you, Michael. Great to have you aboard, buddy. We are coming right back. with Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night here on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
He can sing you into paradise or bring you to your knees. It's a gospel kind of feeling.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
CBS News Brief. As President Trump comments publicly on the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey, former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says the defense is still likely taking note.
They're going to use as evidence the comments that the president has been making, calling for exactly this charge and saying it's part of the revenge tour.
The head of the Des Moines, Iowa school district is arrested by ICE agents. Feds say Guyana-born Ian Roberts overstayed a student visa issued in 1999 and was in possession of a loaded weapon, interim superintendent Matt Smith saying.
We understand, as we too are devastated by the news of his detainment. However, this does not stop our important work, and we will continue to provide outstanding education to the students in our community.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu tells the UN General Assembly amid a walkout that Israel must finish the job against Hamas in Gaza.
When the most savage terrorists on earth are effusively praising your decision, you didn't do something right. You did something wrong.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Packers are bound for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him. I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball. Tonight, the crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Imagine you were part of a hit TV show, and the line from the show that fans quote when they see you involves yelling, no, no, in your face. That is what life has been like for former The Office showrunner Paul Lieberstein. The yelling is in reference to Lieberstein's character Toby, who returns to work, much to the dismay of his adversary, Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, who shouts, no, no, in Toby's face. It's worth a Google. The writer-actor recently spoke at the Paley Museum about its new exhibit for The Office. During his appearance, Lieberstein mentioned the new spinoff, The Paper. He is one of the writers on the new show and said he would be open to appearing on the show as an actor if it made sense. At the moment, Oscar Nunez, who played Oscar, is the only cast member from The Office on The Paper. I've seen the pilot of The Paper, and here's my advice. Bring back all The Office characters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high near 80. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Fresh off her announcement that she's running for governor, we have State Representative Francesca Hong. Hear what she has to say.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know that Bodine's tune. It's called Dreams, and it's because Conrad and I are in a dreamlike state when this next guest shows up every Friday night with outstanding music. Terry Barr, our pal. How are you, Terry?
Hi, Pete and Conrad and everyone joining us from across the state. How are you?
We are great. You are our Wisconsin music expert. You also host Max Inc. Radio on WMDX Saturday nights from 6 to 9. And which is kind of the inspiration for this whole segment on this show. It's been great getting to have new music and every week, and you never disappoint. So we're excited. Hey, I have to ask you, though, do you have a favorite one-hit wonder or one you think is the best?
Oh, a one-hit wonder.
That's our question tonight. Yeah, we've had some great responses.
Oh, I actually want to hear the responses. There were so many in the 80s, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. Well, Soft Cell, Tainted Love, is we heard that one a couple times tonight. I said Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel. Conrad likes a Simpsons song because he's...
Jimmy Eats World, the middle.
Jimmy Eats World, that's true. That's a great one.
Oh, my God.
We've had so many.
Those are outstanding.
Yeah, it's been a fun question. But you can think on it. You can ruminate a little bit, and we could talk about these two great bands you brought... Well, artists, I should say. Who do we start with, Terry?
Let's start with Nora.
Okay.
And I'm taking this in a little different direction than we usually go. Both of these folks that you're going to meet tonight and hear their music have Wisconsin ties, really interesting Wisconsin ties, but they are not local anymore. They do come and play shows pretty frequently, but they both call other states home at this point. But everything started here, which I love.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. So,
okay.
Let's start with Nora, a violin player.
She is a jazz violinist. And what's unique about this is she, every song you hear her play, she never plays it the same. Because like jazz, everything is interpreted differently. So she just makes up whatever she's playing every time she plays. And she felt like that since she was a little kid. She took lessons from her mom growing up in Monona, Wisconsin.
Nice.
Her mom and dad were in the Madison Symphony Orchestra together, and she's LA based now. Forget some of the names she's played with. I mean, I love sharing these stories because it reminds me to remind people, if you have a dream, you can make it happen. She is on the road right now with John Batiste.
Yeah.
She has played with Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, wow.
She has played with Postmodern Jukebox, and she's played with Sam Smith, in particular during the MTV Video Music Awards.
No kidding.
She's not a slouch.
No, she's not. And I love, on her website, it says, and this is her own, this takes moxie, Nora Germain is the top jazz violinist of her generation. Self-proclaimed, so she's got to be, right? I mean, no one would say that unless it was really true.
No.
That's so great.
Especially if you wrote it about yourself, you better be good.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I love it. That's fantastic. So you sent us a clip where she's playing with John Batiste, right?
Yes.
Why don't we hear that, and then we can break it down a little. That sounds good.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Search this wide world over, but she's never ever gonna find another short dressing piano player.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I
love John Batiste anyway. And then, yeah. You know, she is playing with him. And you can hear he plays and kind of lets her answer with the violin.
Love it.
It's just so cool.
That
isn't
is
it?
Really cool. And he, John Batiste, which I had kind of forgotten about, was the musical director for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. So yes. He's got great credits. He's very well respected. Oh, yeah. And that's nice that. So she's from Verona?
She's from Monona.
Oh, Monona.
Monona.
All those Onas.
Yeah.
All those Onas around Madison.
I know. It's funny. Yeah. Nora Germain is her name. Her YouTube channel is stellar. Mm. Every show, all the bands she plays with, she puts it all there. And then she does a lot of little snippets when she's out on concerts. She'll go into the city. She'll walk around. She'll play.
Oh, cool.
It's just really fun to take a look at.
That is really cool. She, now, when she tours, what is, you know, she was with, she had accompaniment there, but is she just playing the violin for people, or does she always have a singer with her or other arrangements?
She is almost always very similar to what you heard there in that live performance with John Batiste.
Okay.
She's kind of the accompaniment to whoever is like the main part of the act. So we know John plays piano and he's the main part. But even with Postmodern Jukebox, she was not the main part. You know, they've got all those old singers. But when she steps forward to play, everybody gets out of the way.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Does she have any dates coming up in Wisconsin that we should know about?
Well, unfortunately, they just wrapped up the John Batiste shows in Madison. They go on to Minnesota for a couple of shows tomorrow.
Yeah, I see that.
But it doesn't mean she won't be back anytime soon to do a show. And I would just encourage you, you know, she's another Wisconsin born and raised musician. Find her and follow her.
Yeah.
And the next time she comes around, I think we should all go and support her.
Absolutely. Where did they play in Madison? You know,
they played at the Orpheum. And the first night sold out so quickly, they had to add a second night.
Wow, what a great show.
I know. And then to be the hometown girl coming back and have that happen for you.
Right down the street from Civic Media, damn it.
yes.
All right, so let's turn our attention to Dusty Bow. This song blew me away. I love this song.
And you haven't even seen the video yet, have you?
No, I have not.
Oh, I will send you the video. Okay. I'll post the video, too.
Did you see, you didn't send a video, though. I didn't miss one, right? It was just a file?
Nope, I just sent you the audio file of this song.
Okay.
Brand new. He's working on a new album right now, which is always exciting. I don't know. In fact, I was messaging with him earlier and he said, I'm not even sure where this song came from because it's really out of his realm. He is a country rock and roller. And this kind of takes him in a different direction. The lyrics are catchy.
Yeah. Great
the
lyrics.
Riffs are awesome. I guess what he was looking for was something a little lighter and funny. And that's what he calls it. He calls it a Life is a Joke is the name of the song.
Yeah.
And it's a riff off of the show About Nothing.
Oh, really?
Seinfeld.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Should we play it and then break it down after?
Sure. Whatever
right,
you want to do.
Let's do that. Folks, this is a great song. Compliments of Terry Barr. Life is a Joke by Dusty Bow. Conrad, if you please.
Doctor, doctor, what do you know? This ain't your win, something.
course, Dusty Bo, life is a joke. You win some, you lose some. Life is a joke. I hear is it Rush? Maybe a little of that, I don't know. He's got an interesting sound. On his website, it says alternative country rock.
Yes.
That's interesting.
And I think he took a little inspiration from T-Rex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now we're going older school.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he definitely, when he messaged me, he referred to this as musical comedy. And I don't know. I can't wait to hear what the rest of this album is going to hold, since this is one of the first songs that he just released from this new album he's working on. Here is the Madison tie-in. Do I have time to tell you this?
You got about 30 seconds?
Okay.
Or we can wait till after the break, too. Whatever you want, Terry.
Okay. If you want to do that.
Let's do that. And we've got a text. Tease.
He does have a great Wisconsin tie-in.
Oh, very cool. All right. We got a text for Terry. Robert on the stream says, hi, Terry, from Tigerton in Shawano County. So there you go.
Nice.
Your fans are turning out. All right. Think about that one-hit wonder, too, Terry. We'll get that when we come back.
Okay.
We're going to do a very short break. We will come back with Terry Barr on a Barr Band Friday night. Tonight's keyword, again, folks, is game. G-A-M-E. Text to win. Good luck, everybody. We're coming right back.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big, filling, sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy place with the $6 IHOP Value Menu. Available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit Progressive.com today.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. You've got us on a Bar Band Friday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network with our pal Terry Barr. Tune in tomorrow night on at civicmedia.us or in the app and check out, what's your award-winning show called again? Oh, yeah, Max Inc. Radio. Terry is the co-host with Rocker, and it's a great show from 6 to 9. You know, that was such a great song. I loved, you can hear all those different kind of genre blending elements. It was great. But what is Dusty Bowe's connection to Wisconsin you were talking about?
Okay, so Dusty is from Louisville. He currently is in Nashville. He was most recently managed and booked by a woman from Madison, and her name is Shirley Kennedy. He moved to Nashville and has since moved on from Shirley, but they remain really good friends. And it's thanks to Shirley that I am now considering Dusty a friend of mine. He's played festivals all over Wisconsin, so he knows about Wisconsin. He loves playing here. He did Atwood Fest in Madison a couple of years ago.
Oh, nice.
Well, there isn't really a roof because it's an outside festival, but he blew the tents
off the
place.
That would take talent, yeah.
Yeah. He's terrific, and I think he's hoping to get back to Wisconsin and play a couple of shows once he has this new album complete.
I like what I hear so far. That's outstanding. And as usual, thank you again for two great artists. And
I know, just fun ties in different ways than we usually do. But it's a great way to discover some new music. Go find these folks and just enjoy what you see and hear.
Oh, definitely. And especially since they play here a lot. You know, I mean,
that's the best part.
Get yourself familiar with it. It's great. So do you have a one-hit wonder, Terry? Able to think of something?
Does My Sharona count?
Oh,
did they have any other songs?
The fact that you have to ask that, I think, makes them a one-hit wonder. So, yeah, that's a great choice. Yeah, and a great song.
Thank you.
Terry, thank you so much. You are always such a blast.
Oh,
hope
right
you have
back
a
at you, Pete,
great weekend.
Conrad and everyone, happy Friday.
Thank you very much. Terry Barr, ladies and gentlemen, check out Max Inc. Radio at civicmedia.us or on the app tomorrow night from 6 to 9, our Wisconsin music expert. Great tunes, huh?
That was a phenomenal.
Yeah.
Dusty
love
Bowe.
Love that song.
Great.
We've got some text to finish up here before we get out of here. Tom from Jackson just says, Dreams. Yeah, Tom, great song. The Bodines, check them out. That's one of my favorite songs.
They are not a one-hit wonder.
The Bodines are not a one-hit wonder.
Just to clarify.
Yeah, exactly. They were the debut album of the year with Love and Hope and Sex and Dreams in 1987, I believe, Rolling Stone, and had a phenomenal run. We've got, I had some text here. What did I do with it? Oh, yeah, here we go. 608 says, Howdy, Pete and Conrad. My favorite one-hit wonder is Judy in Disguise. Oh, my God, I forgot about that one. By John Fred and his Playboy Band. Thanks for the fun. You're very welcome, 608. Thank you for the text. Corey. It's Corey from Madison. You know that song, Judy in Disguise? I guarantee you've heard it.
It doesn't sound familiar.
Well, that's because of me.
Yeah, maybe because you're just not a good singer.
I'm telling you. So we got that. We got a couple stream comments here. I said before, Sydney Politics said, hey, Dave. Dave on the stream says, sup, Sid? Those guys are hanging out. PJ on the stream says, Tone Loc, Funky Cold Medina. That is a definite one-hit wonder. I would say Hammer Time is, too. I mean, MC Hammer was around quite a bit, but Hammer Time was definitely. And then Robert finally said, and this was meant for Terry. I did not get to this text, but he said, I took a sunset tonight along County G between Caroline and Leopolis. I assume that's in Shawnee. Great stuff. Thank you, Robert. Thank you for all your texts and calls tonight. And thank you to Terry Barr. Thank you to, I'm even going to thank Catherine Lake.
Yeah.
Because I think so highly of her. Something happened. We'll figure it out. We'll have her on next week. Catherine is fantastic. And Tom on the text line says, is there a word tonight? Tom, you're just in time. Tonight's keyword is game. G-A-M-E, game. G-A-M-E. So there you go. Good luck, Tom. And thank you for the texts as always. So where are you? You got to be excited, Conrad. You didn't have to ask for a night off to watch the Packers because they have a nationally televised game this weekend.
They do. I'm excited to watch them take down the Cowboys.
You think they can beat a team like the Cowboys?
Well, they just got blown up by the Bears, so if we don't, I'm going to be sad. And it's just going to be, you know, what do you think? Micah Parsons is not getting a video, you know, he's coming back to the Cowboys Stadium, so he's not getting a video for
him. It's in Dallas. I thought I was here for some reason.
Yeah, so Jerry Jones said, no, I'm not giving him a video. That's what I think. He wasn't there
that long. 3 years. Yeah. He'd make a going away video? Give me a break.
They didn't do anything.
He wanted to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
He didn't like it in Dallas, right? Yeah. Or
I think he would have stayed if Jerry offered the money.
Yeah. There you go. He got paid pretty well to come here and deal with our winter.
Yes, he did.
So that's fine. Where are you watching the game?
From my living room.
Are you like one of those guys that has to watch it alone?
No. I it's different. You know, I'll go and watch games with my friends and stuff.
Okay.
But usually it's like I like watching it in my own home.
I'm with you.
And I don't have to worry about like ordering stuff. I can just do it. Just go to the fridge quick. Well,
you're going to get pretty hammered too. So you don't have to drive anymore.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
I was like, I wasn't joking too when I said watch it alone, because I remember when the Bulls went through all their like 8 years, including Jordan's retirement, my college roommate Paul and I were the most avid Bulls fans. It would just be the two of us. We couldn't cheer with other people because they would ask questions. And it was just this way. It was just the two of us.
There's a certain time where it's like the questions. Yeah. You're like, I can't. Exactly.
I'm just a sports fan, and I can't answer a question. Folks, thank you so much for being here tonight, this Friday. Hope we helped you ease into your weekend. Have a great weekend and a safe weekend. And on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After the arrest of their superintendent, public school teachers in Des Moines, Iowa protest the detainment of Superintendent Ian Roberts by ICE agents. CBS's Lana Zak.
The reason why all of this is confounding people here is he was a beloved educator. He had become the superintendent of Des Moines schools back in 2003. He's from Guyana. He had come over here legally on a student visa back in 1999, but that visa he overstayed, so his status was no longer legal.
And he was considered an ICE fugitive because he was subject to a final removal order issued in 2024. Immigration agents clashed with protesters in suburban Chicago in front of a building used to process detainees that critics say does not have showers or a cafeteria. Curtis Evans was back to protest despite